Calling to order the joint public hearing of the Houghton Community Council and the Planning Commission. Can we have the roll call, please?
Bill Gogans. Betsy Pringle.
Here.
Rick Whitney.
Here.
Laura Hine.
Here.
Elsie Weber.
Here.
Brian Gothrop.
Here.
John Kepler.
Here.
C. Ray Allshaus.
Here.
Jay Arnold.
Here.
Andrew Held.
Here.
Pauline Cullen. Mike Miller. John Pascal. Glenn Peterson.
Here. Okay, tonight we're having, if I get that on, tonight's agenda for the joint meeting and is a public hearing on the 2013 comprehensive plan amendments. And let me point out, there is a separate agenda after we do this starting. We're guessing around 7 o'clock, there is a separate meeting of the Planning Commission, and the Houghton Community Council is going to also go off and have their own separate meeting in Rose Hill Room? No, in the Houghton Room.
Houghton Room.
On the Houghton Room, of course! What was I thinking? Anyway, okay. So, we're going to have items from the audience first, but... Anyone who signed up is, or hasn't signed up is welcome to speak again. There will be a second items for the audience in the second meeting, which is just a study session. On this one, you can speak on anything except the 2013 comprehensive plan amendments. You can't speak. So right now you can't, but when we start the public hearing, you can speak on the comprehensive plan amendments. So is there a sign-up list for... this for the 6:30 non Okay, no one signed up. Anyone want to speak? Okay, fabulous. In that case, we'll move right into the hearing. I'm going to open the public hearing on the 2013 comprehensive plan amendments, file number ZON 11 Quadruple 06, and we'll start with a staff presentation from Joan.
Hi, good evening. And this is about the 2013 Comprehensive Plan Amendment project. And each year, we, under the Growth Management Act, we update a portion or portions of more portions of the comprehensive plan. This year, we're asking that you review the proposed changes, take the public comment at the hearing, and then make a recommendation, both the Houghton Community Council and the Planning Commission, to the City Council. And the purpose of the amendments is limited this year to bringing the capital facilities plan into consistency with the adjusted six-year capital improvement program and biennial budget. So this is a mid-year adjustment. And the capital facilities plan is a six-year plan for funded system-wide public transportation, sewer, stormwater, water, parks, and fire and building projects. The need for the capital facility improvement is based on adopted level of service for each category. That is, how much of something is necessary to meet our city's agreed upon expectation for quality of life in Kirkland now into the future. So the 2015 Growth Management Act comp plan update will include a major update of the land use and transportation elements and recalibration of our level of service and concurrency requirements. That cycle will include a major update of this program, and therefore that will be the time where we'll see more capital projects added and so on. But for now, we're looking at an adjusted capital facilities plan. And so you may ask, what is a capital facilities plan? And what is a capital facilities project? And so, just to reiterate, a capital project is construction, acquisition, replacement, or renovation of buildings, infrastructure, land, and major equipment with a value greater than $50,000, a 10-year lifespan, and is a fixed asset. There are some exceptions to that, but that's the general rule. Examples would be infrastructure and structures like fire stations, road widening, repaving, sidewalks, bike lanes, parks, and the things that are listed up there. These projects either provide required capacity to meet our level of service or enhance capacity and services to the public in general. And they do not include maintenance, repair, and replacement projects that don't add new capacity, but preserve instead existing infrastructure. Concurrency projects are another term that you'll hear and look at in our capital facilities plan, and they are those for which impact fees can be collected, and they are for the parks, transportation, and schools that are system-wide infrastructure that serve the entire city and not just one project. So, to focus in on this cycle, what's changed between 2012 and 2013, we have several highlights, and they're also talked about in your memorandum. And transportation, we have a South Kirkland park and ride, TOD, and Cross Kirkland corridor multimodal connection phase one, and that's a overpass that connects the TOD and the South Kirkland Park and Ride to the Cross Kirkland Trail. And then we have a Totem Lake Park master plan that's going to end with a design of the park, and then it'll be implemented over time. Surface water project, there's a decant facility expansion at the maintenance center. And there's no changes this adjusted year to water or sewer projects. The next step is that this, dependent upon your recommendation, would go forward to the City Council for ordinance adoption in December, and then it would go back to the Houghton Community Council for their final approval. Thank you.
That's it. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
The stair tower that's planned to be built, okay, at the transit site, in the second phase, on page 78, it talks about an elevator being put in that. Why won't that elevator go in when they first start it?
And
what does it look like? We don't know.
I don't know the answer to your question, but I do have a gentleman here from the Public Works Department that might know, and I can refer to him if you'd like.
I just would like to know how this is going to work. You know.
Yeah. So. Good evening, Rod Steitzer with Capital Projects for the City of Kirkland. That's a great question. So originally there was an estimated dollar amount to put that total combined project together, which is a staircase and an elevator. We received an appropriation for that in the amount of $1.3 million, where the total project was estimated to be $2.5 million. And so it was broken into phases to allow the development to happen independently because there's not enough funds to build the elevator side of it in phase one.
What's the location of that going to be on that site?
Generally speaking, I'll first start off, not even a preliminary design has been done yet, but generally speaking, the thought is to come off, it's kind of rotated on an angle, but the side that's closest to the Kirkland corridor, and it's the side that's furthest north. So
is that,
it's,
is that on Bellevue property or Kirkland? It's in Kirkland property.
That is actually on Bellevue property.
Are they going to be chipping in anything?
Well, right now that is still being thought and discussed, but right now it's a Sound Transit kind of facility. We received the money and it's on Bellevue's property, so there's a lot of discussion happening right now and arrangements being made.
Somebody falls down the stairs, who gets sued?
That's all part of it, actually. There would need to be an agreement, depending on the direction that it goes, to outline some of those kind of details. Yeah.
If the stairway and the elevator are separate projects, does that actually meet ADA standards?
The stairway,
because it's a grant, right?
It was a non-competitive, it was an appropriation. We didn't seek a grant for it. We received the $1.3 million. So, but it does have to comply with ADA standards after the elevator installation. And right now,
It is allowed to be separated.
It is, yeah.
And so the walkway is entirely separate for those people who like to have marathon races. They can go up the walkway, and then we're going to have a stair tower with an elevator. They're going to be separate things.
The walkway, the sidewalk that currently exists on 108th, is that what you're, the sidewalk?
Yeah, I understood the way I read it that there was going to be a sidewalk too, going from down in the transit area up to the corridor, and then there's going to also be the stair tower with an elevator. Am I right?
There is an existing sidewalk along the street that runs in front of the park and ride there. And so this would be an entirely new kind of walk path or sidewalk or pathway. So this would come off. The conception is like it would be stairs coming off basically the roof of the garage, going up that steep slope to the Cross Kirkland corridor. But it hasn't even been preliminarily designed yet. It's kind of like just a conception right now. It's just an idea.
This is one of those, you know, cart after the horse, or cart before the horse, or I don't know. Horse has already happened. And I realize this was in Bellevue. We didn't have any say in it. Metro built it. But I am puzzled, and maybe somebody can help me understand why the way the topography goes from low to high, and the parking garage goes from high to low. So that creates an even greater distance than there might have been had the parking garage followed the topography from the back north side of that parking structure to the corridor. Would have been a much lesser elevation change had they constructed the parking facility differently, and also would not have created such a dominating facade as you enter the park and ride area. I'm just curious if there was some compelling reason for them to do it the way that they did it.
That is a great observation. That's one that we've made too, and we're really looking for that answer, and we've been in touch with the county and Sound Transit to kind of figure out, you know, what was the driving force behind that. And it does have the split roof kind of thing where it kind of ramps as it's the roof at the same time. So you're right. The higher side is on the side that's closer to the water. So yeah, we're looking for that answer.
Maybe to put a couple more layers back there and ramp it up towards the back and create even more parking and less elevation change.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Not for you.
Oh.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think for you. On page 86, TR 20-11, it has a list of intersection improvements.
Hold on for a second.
Sure.
Correct.
Yeah. Just number 5 and number 9. So on at 53rd and 108. I was just curious what that is. Is it just putting back in that
He can come up and look on with me. Number 5 and which?
And number 9. That's okay. 70th and 120th. I was just curious what those intersection
and question.
What these are.
53rd and 108th.
It's currently not a signalized intersection, but right. There is a pedestrian crosswalk there at the Best School and the Children's School. And
yeah. And 70th / 120th or 122nd.
Mm-hmm.
Offhand, I would have to go and refresh my memory on the description. I'm not exactly sure. But I do believe that this is correct. I think there is new signal improvements thought of to go there.
So, Joan, just going back to what you had said earlier about a capital
facility
being $50,000
funded
over.
Mm-hmm.
So, is each of these $50,000 over?
This list, by the way, includes funded and unfunded.
Yeah.
So they have to be funded to be a capital facility. So this, I would assume that many, many of the new signals or signal improvements do add up pretty quickly to being that cost. But I don't know the specifics of the cost. But whether these are funded or unfunded, I don't see a specific statement right here. So, I don't know the status of these projects, whether they're on the capital facilities plan without looking further, which I will do when I...
just a question. I'm just kind of curious what was happening, if we were getting signals of those, or if it was just like replacing...
Well...
I took out that turn lane box and I...
Right. Well, more of a description we can get for you. I can ask that you might get in touch with council member and let you know. But I can also look in a moment and see if this is part of the funded projects.
Okay.
Thank you.
Joan, I have another question. On page 38 of attachment 4, it's capital facilities plan, parks and projects. Torrance Park says $75,000 was spent on the park in 2013, and we just had our Houghton thing there. I didn't see anything that looked like $75,000 worth of improvements.
Which park, please?
Terrace. Halfway. It's about 6 or 7 down.
Right.
And then... and $440,000 worth is supposed to be done in 2014. What are they going to do? Build a high rise there?
Well,
it's a grassy field.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's been on the plan.
Doesn't that look like $75,000 worth of improvements, Betsy?
No, the porta potty's back, but
I don't think the porta potty's that much.
Right. Again, this isn't a change to the capital facilities plan. This has been on there, so
I'm not sure.
Sure. Well, good. Yeah, I can again get back to you on the status of what has been allocated for the $75,000, Michael Kogel from the Parks Department.
Supposedly, it's been done in 2013, so they better hurry up. They got a month and a half here.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what the.
Okay. I'd appreciate it if you would just let me know.
Absolutely.
Anybody else?
Something's coming up.
Anybody on count? Jay.
Got two questions. Page 72, the Cross Kirkland Corridor right away, 10-foot to 12-foot wide pedestrian asphalt trail was moved from unfunded to funded. And I'm wondering for the funding on that, is that paving along the current rail bed, or does that include... regrading of and shifting of the bike trail over that's envisioned in the master plan.
Okay.
This is NM 20-7, the first one on page 72.
Right. So, first of all, this is supposed to be a gravel rather than an asphalt trail.
Okay.
So that will be a change. And then ask me your question again.
So if it's the gravel trail, then the second part of the question is irrelevant.
Okay.
So that's good to know. Secondly, process question. Uh-huh. For all of these that have become new projects or shifted from funded to unfunded, are these things that have already been through the Transportation Commission and or the Park Board, depending on the capital project?
Well, they correspond to the CIP. So my assumption is that they've gone through the process. No? Neither of them. Okay. My assumption is that they have been nominated and prioritized and seen by council, and preliminarily they have been recommended, and they haven't been finalized. That will be occurring December 10th as far as funding, you know, regarding whether this happens, whether they go from unfunded to funded status. So that will occur with the adoption of the budget and the CIP, and then this will be consistent with that. So if we have some change between this iteration that you see in front of you and what goes before the council in December, we will have to revise this document to reflect that. But in terms of has it been seen by the Transportation Commission and the Parks Commission, I assume that they're involved in the capital plan budget process and that they are the ones who review and nominate these projects and have some input on how that is pursued.
Okay. What the records show that Commissioner Miller arrived at 6:54. Andy?
I can't speak to the Transportation Commission process for public works projects. Certainly, in the case of parks projects, the Parks Board, it's a significant element of their responsibility is to prioritize the spending of CIP money as allocated to parks through real estate excise taxes and other sources. And so, yes, they have been through, they prioritize, they've worked carefully with staff for what pieces make it into this updated capital improvement program. It's really great to see the detailed review that folk in this room are doing, and yet largely the reason we're here today is because the state mandates due to concurrency that all these budget items be in the comp plan, and otherwise we've really got nothing to do with it other than a legislatively mandated. It's going into the comp plan, so we need to have a public hearing, and personally I would hope this would have ended 53 minutes ago. 23 minutes ago, because in theory it could have been a 5-minute hearing. Because we're just making sure that the recommendations or the assignments that have been made by staff and the associated supporting bodies and commissions are in the comp plan as the state requires. But this really isn't our oversight job.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Well, I'd like to call for a motion then, which would be, Andy can do it, you do it so well.
Well, in this case, I believe what you need to do is merely close the public portion of the public hearing, and then
right.
we adjourn the joint meeting, and then we reassemble as a planning commission to make a recommendation.
Well, I think, no.
Point of order, I don't think you
we've actually
given the public the opportunity to testify yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
All right, we're still on the question portion.
Yes.
Okay.
And when you come to that portion, what we were suggesting is to have the Houghton Community Council, if they're able to make a recommendation before you adjourn, that would be great. And then the Planning Commission can take the issue up. Thank you.
Okay. So now we'll have public testimony, correct? Right. What a concept. And do we have a sign-up list for public testimony? No, we don't. Would anyone like to give public testimony on the comp plan amendments? No one would.
Now you get to close.
Okay, I'm going to close the joint public hearing. Now, would the Houghton Council like to, Chair Whitney, it's, if you think you can come to a conclusion quickly?
Does anybody have an objection to approving the city-initiated comp plan as presented? I'm just asking you guys. Anybody have any, you want to discuss this? Or are you okay with it? I think Andy made a valid point. It really is. Yeah.
Well, although that's a good point, it doesn't negate the fact that we should ask questions to be as informed as we can of the things that we don't understand that are in here.
So we got the opportunity to ask the questions. Are we okay with taking a vote on this, or do you want to adjourn and separately discuss it?
I suggest we adjourn separately and discuss it in our own meeting, and then make our recommendation.
Is that the will of everybody? Let's take a straw poll. All who would prefer to take a vote on it right now, raise your hand. Okay, so let's take a vote on it right now. I would entertain a motion to approve the city-initiated comp plan amendments as presented.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, complete.
Can you adjourn this joint public meeting?
No, because now, okay, now we should vote.
Okay. Last vote in joint session or later? I move that the Planning Commission recommend the Council adoption of the 2013 City-Initiated Comp Plan Amendments.
Second.
We have a moved and a second. Do we have any discussion? Wonderful. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? I believe that carries unanimously.
Let's all go say hi to Susan in the Houghton room.
And you pulled it off in less than 30 minutes.
I'm now going to close the public hearing and the joint, we have comments from the audience. I'd rather just have those in the next meeting. If no one objects, we can have the beginning of the next meeting so people can get out of here. So if there's no objection, we're adjourned here for about 60 seconds while our recording secretary changes her...